This is episode 1204. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. And welcome to an episode where you'll discover a meditation technique for joy. And we continue along our healing series this week. Every day we've been exploring a meditation technique you can do to help you heal on all levels, mental, physical, emotional healing. And we've been following along with the teachings of Paramahansa Yogananda from a book called Divine Will Healing. And this is a book compiled by Mary Kretzmann of Paramahansa Yogananda's original teachings. So he was a yogi from India who was one of the very first to bring yoga and meditation to the West. And he settled in the United States and lived out his life on the West Coast in California. And so we've been exploring some of the techniques he recommends for self-healing. And this is in no way a replacement for any kind of treatments or medications you may be following prescribed by a physician. It's simply another way to add to your healing journey. I'm Mary Meckley, and I share a different technique every day here on the podcast. And the techniques are always customized around a theme we explore in depth for a full week. If you're just joining us, no worries at all if you're coming in to this series in the middle of the series, because each episode offers a unique technique. And so you can enjoy today's technique without feeling like you've missed anything. But I do encourage you to explore some of the other techniques we've experienced throughout this week. So for your joy meditation technique, I want to share with you what Paramahansa Yogananda has to say about joy. This goes right along with what he considers a magnetic diet. And it consists, of course, of healthy foods, especially foods that have a lot of vibrant energy, such as fruits and vegetables that aren't cooked so much, because cooking can destroy some of the nutritional properties of foods. So he recommends eating fresh and more or less raw fruits and vegetables as you heal. Of course, combining it with some cooked foods and meats. He says that eating dried meats is not recommended when you're trying to heal. He recommends eating fresh meats. So this is just part of his magnetic diet. His magnetic diet also includes a mental aspect. And we explored in a previous episode a worry fast, where you go on a worry fast, where you practice designating an hour a day, if possible, of not worrying about anything. And if you could do this for an hour in the morning, right when you wake up, and for an hour in your midday, maybe when you're taking your lunch, and an hour before you go to bed at night, he says that's a good place to start. Don't worry about anything during that time. Allow yourself simply to relax and have a calm mind. And then he encourages you to go on a worry fast for an entire day and then doing a few days at a time and leading up to an entire week. He says this is possible and that it's fantastic for you as you heal. Well, layering the worry fast with a joy challenge can double your healing potential. So here's what he has to say about joy as a cure for worry. He says, one infected with the germs of worry must go on a strict mental diet. He or she must feast frugally but regularly on the society of joyful minds. Every day he must associate, if only for a little while, with joy-infected minds. There are some people the song of whose laughter nothing can still. Seek them out and feast with them on this most vitalizing food of joy. Continue the laughter diet for a month or two. Feast on laughter in the company of really joyful people. Digest it thoroughly by wholeheartedly masticating laughter with the teeth of your attention. Steadfastly continue your laughter diet once you have begun it. And at the end of a month or two, you will see the change. Your mind will be filled with sunshine. Remember, specific habits can be cultivated only by specific habit-forming actions. So as you sit down and get ready to meditate today, think about someone who is joy-infected, as Paramhansa Yogananda describes joy-filled people, and spend some time with this person visually in your mind. Now, this could be a person you know or someone you don't know. Maybe it's someone you admire, even a historical figure you'd always love to meet. Or maybe it's somebody who is a public figure, even somebody who is a performer. It could be anyone who inspires you and makes you feel joyful. And as you meditate, visualize yourself as you're with this person. Visualize your face relaxing. Visualize the smiles shared with this person. Visualize this person's eyes locked with yours as you share joy. And as you do this, notice how you feel in your body. Notice if you feel joy in your chest expanding. Just notice how you're feeling physically and how you begin to relax and unwind. This is a technique you can do throughout the day, and it's a way for you to feel as though you're actually with someone who inspires joy within you. You could even keep a photo of this person near to you on your phone or on your desk where you work or wherever you enjoy receiving inspiration. So this is your technique to feel joyful for healing. If you'd like to be guided in a full meditation and have access to over 1,000 meditations, I share a membership site, which is now an app. The app is still in test mode, but you can be added to it as a tester. You can do this for 2 weeks free over at my website, and that's at sipandom.com, sipandom.com. And you also get a journal that goes along with each series, as well as a guide. And the guide has all the different techniques on it, so you don't have to listen to a meditation again to find out what was that affirmation or breathing technique or whatever the techniques we're exploring for the week. It's right there organized nicely for you on a guide that you can simply glance at. So again, this is at sipandom.com. As always, you are so worth slowing down for.